Hello, my friend.
Hey Robert, how are you doing?
Doing great. I wanted to thank you for taking time to speak with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Wanted to ask about the creative process for the album. How long did it take to put the tracks together?
Well, close to a decade, I would say. It was a very long process, and recording's always so difficult.
And I wanted to ask you if you could give me the title of the album. Hello, my friend.
Sorry, I don't hear you.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, hear you now.
Okay, great. I wanted to ask you if you could give me the title of the album.
Yeah, it's Simul Incipit Ipse. It's Latin for, and thus he began speaking.
I was also wanted to ask you if you could speak on my favorite track, Divergence.
Right. I'm glad to hear you like it. It is one of the more black metal kind of songs on the album, I would say. It's got this sort of dark atmosphere, which I also enjoy. And when I composed it, I had Sisyphus in mind, which is a character in Greek mythology, who is punished by the gods, and he's supposed to roll a boulder uphill, which is doomed to come down every time he does. So, yeah, that's the story.
And in coming up with that story, I wanted to ask you, was there a point in your life where you felt like this connected with you, the story?
Yeah, connected with me, and I also thought that I know a lot of people like that.
Sure.
Yeah, so it was, I mean, it's obviously a story from Greek mythology, but it's still relevant. You could definitely say that.
Absolutely. And I wanted to ask also about the album artwork and the artist that is involved. Is that a woodworking?
It's a drawing actually, but we did want it to look like a sort of like an inscription and then a mural even. I'm very happy with the drawing there. Yeah.
And also through the gates of
Tainaro.
Tanaris.
Yeah.
Yes. This is another track that really resonated with me. I really loved the chord progressions in this track.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, how did that song develop for you?
Well, it's a really old song. I composed it maybe 15 years ago, to be honest. And so it's not among my favorites in the album, I must say. I still like the energy. It's fast, it's strong. And it sort of has a so I obviously have some bad memories of that song because I remember spending many hours trying to record that song, spending overnight at a rehearsal studio and then recording and recording and then doesn't come out correctly. But that was 15 years ago. Nowadays, you can just record anything at your home. So, this time around, it went pretty well. And I really like how it sounds now. And I don't hate it as much as I used to, but yeah, it's okay now.
And what's the next step for you? What can fans look for next?
Good question. I thought that when the album would be released, I would sort of feel satisfied a little, but I don't really feel like I've achieved anything. So I'm still hungry for other things. I don't know if I will work on music right away. I have some other projects like writing books. There's one which I'm working on now. I'll probably focus on that for a while, but I do like the idea of making a cover album, so I'll definitely start working on that sooner rather
And
than later. Yeah.
speaking on your writing, can you tell me the overall theme of the book you're working on?
Okay, that's a good question. So I have this character in mind who is sort of like a inverted Christ, let's say. It's not anti-Christ, it's just the exact opposite of Christ, who descends upon the earth to take upon himself the sadness of people rather than the sins of them. And yeah, we'll see how that one goes.
And I wanted to ask you as well if you could speak on your musical development. At what age did you begin?
I think I was 12 when my mother gifted a classical guitar. That's when it began. I studied a little, some private courses, and then I started working with Mustafa Dönmez, who is this fusion artist in Istanbul. He taught me a lot. And yeah, that's pretty much how it went. And then, of course, listening to a lot of music and then practicing and then imitating and then trying to come up with your own thing, obviously, is how it went.
And I wanted to ask you if you see this as a project, or will it evolve to a full band?
How exactly do you mean?
Will you tour?
That's a lot of people ask me that. They really want to see us live, I think. But unfortunately, that doesn't really seem very possible. I'm a little rusty, and so I play the guitars and do the vocals as well. That would take me a lot of rehearsals. And our drummer lives in Germany. So it would be difficult for us to come together to play, but you never know. You never know.
And along your musical journey, what do you feel has been the best advice that has been given to you along the way?
I guess instead of covering music, you should try to make your own music. That's like the most important thing. Even if you're like, even if you don't have a band, you know, just try to come together with others and then jam. And then when you go play live, just play your own music.
And one thing that I truly enjoy about the album is the fact that it has such an original feel to it.
Thank you.
I don't like classifications other than metal, because I feel that restricts artists into a
Right.
box. And I don't think an artist should ever be put in a box, that you should create as you see fit. And that's one of the things that I enjoy about this album is the originality of it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
When you're not working on music and writing, do you have some hobbies that you enjoy to unwind in your spare time?
A little bit of gaming for sure. I read a lot. And then playing instruments takes a lot of my time. I mean, my main instrument is the guitar, but I also started practicing the drums, which is more enjoyable, I must say. Yeah. And then working out a little, I started Muay Thai last year. Much more enjoyable than going to the gym.
Yes.
Yeah. That's about it, though.
I also wanted to ask you, what's the best way to get a hold of merchandise or any physical copies of this album?
I can send you some links if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
I tried to get together with mutual fans so that we can send orders in bulk. That way, shipping is not as exorbitant as it could be.
Sure, yeah.
And I also wanted to ask you, you spoke about working on continuing your work after working on the book.
Yeah.
Do you feel that the new stuff will go the same way sonically?
I highly doubt it, but that's something that I would also like to explore myself because I really don't know. I suppose I wouldn't really want it to sound like the album that just came out, but
Sure.
I also like the sound, obviously, because you know that's how we made it. But yeah, I suppose we'll just see.
And going back to the album, I wanted to ask you what track resonates the best for you?
There's this song called Notus and the Torn Clamis. It's supposed to be the second track. I really like that one. And then there's another song called Areola, which I really love.
Yeah, I feel that is a very strong track as well.
But as far as I can tell, not many people enjoyed those ones. I don't really know why, but I suppose each to his own, of course. But yeah, those would be my favorites because I mean, I don't really like the old heavy metal, you know, lead guitars all the time playing solos, but I really like strong, articulate verse riffs. And I think the songs that I just talked about have those, so which is why I like them.
And lastly, I wanted to ask you if you could give a message to your fans, what would that message be?
Wow, okay, never thought about that one. I would say just create as you live in any way you can.
And that's a great message because I think a lot of people get too tied up in the everyday world
Yeah.
and we don't take time to appreciate not only music, but just the world that's around us, all the beauty of it and the masterfulness of it. And, I always tell people, it's nice to get in your car and drive to work or wherever it is that you do, but it's a total another thing to take a walk and enjoy all the things that are around you.
Yeah, exactly.
'Cause that's when you realize the difference you can make.
Yeah, inspire and be inspired, exactly.
Sure. Well, I wanted to thank you, my friend, for creating an album that I enjoyed from top to bottom. I really enjoy your uniqueness and style, and I invite you to continue on your journey because I feel you're on a great path, my friend.
Thank you so much. That's really awesome to hear, Robert. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, my friend, and you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Cheers.
Cheers.